Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It was a significant day yesterday. A lot of money agreed to be spent on the stimulus package, the largest economic stimulus bill in U.S. history. One half of the size of the entire $4 trillion annual federal budget, Larry.
And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is United States Congressman representing Pennsylvania's District 14, Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, good morning.
Larry, Kevin, good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Well, this is your opportunity now. You will see this package, 800-plus pages, but the American people, after hearing a unanimous vote in the Senate, which is still hard to believe, even though we all collectively know the help was needed, what are you anticipating today?
Well, I'm anticipating that we'll get called back into D.C., the House of Representatives, that is. We'll get called back, and tomorrow we'll vote and pass this thing. I'd like to see it unanimous as well, just like it was in the Senate, because it would reassure the American people and show everybody that we're standing in solidarity as a legislative body, and we want to address this crisis.
And Speaker Pelosi said that unanimous consent was a non-starter in the House and implied that there would be a quick passage that may be unrealistic. How much debate are you going to have? How much time are you going to be able to review this particular item?
Well, let me just say this. I'm disappointed that the vote is tomorrow. This should have been put on the president's desk on Saturday, even Monday of this week. Americans need help. Think about the waitress at Eaton Park who's not making any money because she's not getting tips, right? Think about the construction worker who his site is shut down. He can't go out and work. We stalled and delayed because we were playing political games. We were engaged in partisanship. So we cannot get this done quick enough. And we could pass this today if we had unanimous consent or a voice vote. I know that's procedural, but it passed unanimously in the Senate. It should pass unanimously in the House. And delaying another day just gives more time, just adds more time to the struggle of everyday Americans.
We all know the U.S. needs financial support. 90% of Americans, by the way, by income will qualify for either full or partial payments in this plan. The next question, as you well know, Congressman, is when can we get our money? What do you hear? What do you think?
Right. Well, we should be able to get the money ASAP, but unfortunately we have a bureaucracy to deal with. I'd like to see it come out in a week or two. But whatever I can do to expedite, we're going to do. Now, let me just say this, Larry and Kevin. Businesses can go to banks right away and apply for these loans. And I'm kind of ahead of myself. We've got a lot of different aspects to this plan. We have the direct payments to individuals. It's $1,200 per person, $2,400 per married couple, and then you get an extra $500 per child. That's just for individual relief. But for small businesses, and small businesses are defined as 500 and less, so I would say small and medium-sized businesses, they can go out and get loans right away. And a lot of the loans are eligible for total forgiveness if those businesses keep the employees on their payroll. So that incentivizes businesses to make sure they're paying their employees. Additionally, unemployment insurance is expanded. And it's expanded to those that are self-employed, those that work in the so-called gig economy, right? Think of your Uber driver. They are now eligible for unemployment insurance and unemployment compensation, which is going to help. Then you have a whole bunch of other aspects to this to help industries such as the airline industry, airports, and also direct funding that goes into hospitals and to get vaccines and do research.
And it's 888 pages, and we'll review a little bit of it later today, I'm sure, right, Larry? But when can people expect to see the check, and were some of the poison pills on that Christmas tree, those poison ornaments, taken off?
Right. Well, there were just some outlandish, and you said it exactly right, ornaments to the Christmas tree that were put on that were remnants of the Green New Deal. There was cap and trade, which would cripple U.S. manufacturing and our energy sector. There were restrictions on fuel efficiency for our airlines that, frankly, our airlines just couldn't meet. They would probably go under. There was forgiveness for student loan debt. So it was this wish, a $15 minimum wage for Americans. So it was this Democrat wish list, and I should say far left Democrat wish list, and they were all tacking on these Green New Deal elements, and that's what was that's what really caused the delay, and that's what was eventually taken off to get this bill through.
Well, I'm still surprised, 96-0, the Senate vote. We'll see what happens with you in the Congress, and the president already said, get it to him. He'll sign it. We appreciate your time, as always. United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, representing the Pennsylvania 14th District. Safe travels, and hope you guys get it done ASAP.
Of course. Thanks, Larry. Thank you, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.